Hope you brought a change of undies. Things are about to get spooky. It's the Halloween edition of the Brian and Sherry Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks, Josh. Brian here, and of course, I am joined by my co-host, Sherry Johnson, of course.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our spooktacular show tonight. Right? Spooktacular. Hi, everyone. How you all doing tonight? Up here in the Northeast, we've been living in a monsoon for about 2 days. It's been heavy downpour rain. It's been horrible. But we had rain here yesterday. You didn't?
No, it started last night.
Yeah. It's been horrible, though. Lots of flooding all over the place. And you know what the amazing thing was, is we had an event in our city, Pittsfield, Mass, tonight, and it stopped, like, right before the event started, and it started back up right as it ended. Isn't that crazy?
So you are, hoping that you're referring to Trick or Treat in downtown Pittsfield.
Yeah, I didn't know if you want to talk about that yet. So
Take
it slow, guys. Yeah.
So Trick or Treat in downtown Pittsfield, I believe, was from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. right on North Street. With all the businesses and everything. So how did your grandbabies make it out? Did they get a lot of loot?
They did. Surprisingly, they got full buckets of candy, yes. But it was so easy, Brian. I absolutely loved it. Because you're just walking in and out of stores on a flat surface. You know what I mean? You didn't have to climb stairs. You didn't have to wait, you know, be scared about walking across lawns and getting all wet and leafy. We were just right on North Street. We were able to go in and out of stores, easy as pie. And, you know, when you have little kids, that's definitely worth having easy access to being able to get, you know, in and out of these doors. And, you know, they're wearing costumes. It's a struggle, you know. So if you guys are having trick-or-treated your house or plan on giving out candy, please make sure it's well-lit and it's easy access, because there's little kids out there walking in these costumes. It's like, one of them was a fire truck. He was so adorable, Bernie, but, you know, he couldn't walk too well in it, even though the costume was really, really adorable. He was having trouble, you know, struggling, holding his costume up. And, you know, it's just something to think about. You know, these kids got to climb stairs in some places. And maybe if you guys can be at the end of your driveway with candy rather than, you know, up at your doors, if you have a lot of stairs, that is, you know, it'd be helpful for the little guys. Just saying. No? Wait, you're going to make them struggle?
Well, yeah, because if they can't make it by the end of the night, that's more candy for you.
That's funny.
But, yeah, I can understand that, so.
Yeah, and it was just great. The kids, like I said, were able to walk in and out of these businesses, so we want to say thank you to all of our Pittsfield businesses on North Street that had a part in this downtown trick-or-treat tonight. It was really awesome. Everyone was so pleasant. There was so many stores that were involved, and it was just really awesome. If you go to hashtag downtown treats or hashtag heart of the Berkshires, you'll be able to check out the event tonight. So
That is absolutely cool. I'm so sad that I missed it. Unfortunately, I don't have any kids, and there is no reason for me to be down there.
Go check out the costumes and stuff.
I could have, but I didn't because of the weather. So
there were, like I said, there was a break in the weather, which is really nice. It actually stopped raining, and a lot of people came out. There was a huge turnout tonight, and there was people who came just to see the kids in costume. So it was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought. So, so anyways, we're talking about Halloween because Halloween is right around the corner. And, of course, we're at our countdown to our Halloween show, which I don't know if this has actually happened, Sherry, where Halloween fell on the night of our show. Because it's always been, like, the day after or the day before, or, you know, it's, so it's crazy that we're actually going to have a show on Halloween. People should be done with their children. Trick-or-treat is well over with by at least 7:30 anyways, because you get those little scragglers who think that because they're cute enough, it's past Halloween, you know, trick-or-treat time, and they want some candy. So, but anyways, so, and it's going to be a fantastic show. So that's what we're gearing up for. We're getting ready. So hello to everyone on Facebook Live. You can watch us by going to facebook.com/Brian.SherryShow. And you can watch us on Facebook, which not a lot of people are watching us on Facebook tonight, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on. We have people, and now we don't have people. But anyways, we have Katie who's watching. Not only is she watching, she's also watching live, in person, that is, because she can see me. We also have Amanda Wyman. Hello, Amanda. Thanks for posting your cute pic on our Facebook page. Daniel Payton, hello, from Knoxville, Tennessee. Oh, that's right, he's in Tennessee. My grandmother is watching, hello. William Brewer, Sid, welcome, hello. And it's just down and down. So maybe we can get some more people. So don't forget, we posted a pic or a post on Facebook. If you're cute and you know it, post a pic. That is our post. So I want to say thank you for those who have already posted a picture on there. One, I had the strong arm to post a picture, Mr. Jesse Pollard. So, but he did. So, which is pretty cool. I know that we had Megan Hutchinson. Who else did we have that posted pictures on there? So we had Megan Hutchinson, who is an avid watcher of our show. Genesis, hello, Genesis. Thank you so much. Amanda Wyman, I've already mentioned. Daisy Yee. Tiffany. Who else do we have? Jesse Pollard. And Nicole Tomlinson. Tomlinson? Tomlinson, right? Did I say that right? Yeah. Nicole, you know who you are. I just mutilated your last name, but that's okay. So far, that's what we've got. So we need more pictures. So make sure you go onto our Facebook page, facebook.com/Brian.SherryShow. Hi. And post a picture. Don't post your profile picture like Jesse did, because that was a mistake. And he learned from that mistake, because I called him out. And then he had to post a different picture, which was much better. So, yeah, go on there, pick. The other thing I want to talk about, because our Halloween show is coming up, hold on, because I just lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, actually, yes. So if you're going to a Halloween party, we want to know about it, because I love crashing parties, so we don't get a lot of invitations to Halloween parties, unfortunately. Nobody really likes Sherry and I. For some odd reason, we just don't get invites, and I don't know why. So, but if you're going and you're in costume, please take a picture and post it to our Facebook. So hashtag Brian Sherry Halloween, I think is what we're going to call it or whatever. Megan Hutchinson, hello. Welcome. Dan, we're posting a picture of just yourself, just a selfie. Do a selfie of yourself and just post it on that post on our Facebook page. You'll see it. But anyways, so if you post a picture of yourself in a costume on Halloween, you're entered into a contest, Sherry. A contest. I know. So I'm not going to give all the details away about the contest, but you do have the option of winning something. So this year we want to see those pictures. So, yeah. So, yeah. And I was also going to mention that We during our Halloween show, Sherry did state that during our Halloween show that you would be on live with me because of your Halloween costume.
Yes.
Okay. Hopefully that's still happening. Right? You can't go back on your word now.
Yeah,
of
course I can.
Oh, no, you can't. Is that still happening? Because I'm not going to any Halloween parties, and I'm buying a Halloween costume for our whole show.
Oh, no, you're going to a Halloween party.
What Halloween party am I going to?
You're going November 2nd to a Halloween party.
November 2nd. So is that a Halloween / Thanksgiving party?
No, that's a Halloween party. It's a masquerade party. And you're going with me.
A masquerade party?
Yes.
I ain't doing no masquerade party. I have to wear a masquerade mask?
No, just dress up. Just dress up in a costume.
I'm not dressing up in a costume. Not a masquerade costume. And where is this party? What is this party all about? Because this is the first
time. After the show. You guys, just wait.
Okay.
It's your summer.
But anyways, so post some pictures, enter in a costume contest. A costume contest. I think that's what we thought. So. Yeah, but anyways. What else are we supposed to be talking about? I know there was a couple of things.
Melanie just wants to say hi to everyone. Say hi, everybody. No, say louder. Say hi, everybody. Hi. Yeah, she went trick-or-treating. She heard us talking about the trick-or-treating. She's supposed to be sleeping. Mm-hmm. So she heard. Mm-hmm. She went trick-or-treating tonight, right? Yes. And what were you? What was your costume? What were you wearing?
Batman.
Batman? Mm-hmm. She was Batgirl, actually.
Oh, fantastic.
She's only two everyone, so she's trying. Megan says hi to Melanie. She's smiling, Megan. Yeah, I have her tonight. Because we went trick-or-treating. All right, let's get back to the show. And say goodnight, everyone. Yeah. You hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. She wants to be a podcast host.
Oh, okay.
She gets very excited when she's here and I come on to the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello, Michael Scrivens. Welcome to the show. Thomas, Lindez, hello. My sister is watching. Hello. So I like waving to people now on here. I love this feature. I can wave to people. I don't even know if people actually get the wave, but I'm just going to wave anyways. So anyways, so Daniel Payton is already in Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee, because he is going to be signing books at the Comic-Con this weekend, and there will be trick-or-treating at the Comic-Con. So,
very cool.
I'm pretty sure if I ask Dan very nicely, he will post the link so people have the information about the upcoming Comic-Con that's coming. So if you happen to be in the Tennessee area, like some of our comedians, are down from down that area.
Sure. Yes.
So, yeah. You can go and visit him and get some book signings. So, yay.
That's awesome. And he'll be dressed up as the wizard.
Yeah.
That's cool. Look for the wizard. That's Dan Payton.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Buy all these books and get all the signature. Have the whole collection. The whole collection.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like. The whole collection. Can't have just one. It's like a potato chip.
Right. No, you need multiple. So, absolutely. Absolutely. Sherry, people are going to be having Halloween parties if they already have not done it. I don't know why, but do we have, every year we give out little tips and tricks to the trade of hosting a Halloween party. Some people don't know what the heck they're doing. They're frustrated, stressed.
Yes, and it's time not to get stressed. This is a time to be creative and let all yourself of creation flow when it comes to Halloween and spooky things. Mm-hmm. And a whole bunch of things that people are doing this year is one, easy, spider cupcakes. Just make a cupcake, draw, you know, get some candy, turn into spiders, or use Twizzlers, you know, and you can make them into spiders. Very easy. Melted witch cookies, which is just sugar cookies with the melted frosting on top. And you can just, if you're creative enough, you could draw a little hat or just put sprinkles on them. You can make them like purple and green, make them look really just Halloween-y, right?
Yeah.
And that's Frankenstein's Reese's Cupcakes. I'm not exactly sure. You can look those up online. It doesn't tell me how to make them right now. But another thing is Monster Pops, Brian. People are buying these. They're round little tins, and you buy like a lollipop stick, and you put cupcake mix in it, and you stick the stick in after they all bake, and you can make like cake pops. I don't know if you've ever tried that or done it. It's really simple, like making cupcakes, but you just stick a stick into it. And then you can decorate them whatever way you want. The other one is using Rolos. You know those candy Rolos? You can take those and stick pretzels into them and make them look like little spiders. The great thing to have all on a dish, because you use really thin pretzels. You stick them into the Rolos, and you can make these little spider hors d'oeuvres, which is really adorable. People love them. They go crazy when they see them all on a dish. It looks like a big pile of spiders. Really easy, really creative, and really fast to make. And then you can do, if you have a pumpkin, you can carve pumpkins, you know. You can empty them out. You can put like a juice in there, a red juice. You can call it vampire juice or whatever you want. Just easy, something that can be displayed. You can have different, like, pop some popcorn. It's really easy to do, and just drizzle chocolate over it. A whole bunch of different things that you can do, just really simple. There's a lot out there, so you can go on Pinterest. They can show you 1,000 ideas on what you can do, or more, probably a million ideas on this. But those are just a few things that you can do to spruce up your party.
Fantastic ideas.
One of the things also, too, is you can make, like, put on a table, make a skeleton or a scarecrow laying down on a table, right? Then you take your dishes of food, and you can put it, like, amongst the shirt, so it looks like you're actually pulling, like, the food out of somebody. You know, make it look like you're scooping food out of someone. And that could be your display for all your food as a skeleton or a scarecrow. I keep saying skeleton. Scarecrow. It's really funny. I saw that one time. It was hilarious. They used a pumpkin head and carved it really scary. It looked like he was throwing up pumpkin parts, which was kind of interesting. But it was fun. It made the party fun.
Yeah.
And you can buy a lot of lights right now. There's dark lights that you can buy in the store that look like Christmas lights almost. You can get a string of those and string them up and use that as your lighting. So your lighting's kind of dark and everything is glowing. there's 1,000 ideas. Just go online, check it out. Thanks to computers, you know, we can Google Halloween ideas, which is really cool.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm assuming that you have your Halloween costume already picked out, or you've thought of something.
Yeah.
I can just imagine what it is, because I have a feeling that you're going to go as like a mummy or something.
A mummy or a mommy?
A mummy.
A mummy. No. 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 Mm-mm. I'm actually, on the side, for fun, I do angel card readings, and I plan on going, I will tell you all, as a psychic. And I've been asked to actually do these card readings at this certain Halloween party, which is another idea that people can do at a party. It's really fun, especially on Halloween. I'm sorry about the child in the background. She's wired like candy tonight. This is going to be a long night for me. But, yeah, she's a new. She wants her new candy, and she's not going to get it. Sorry about the interruption. But, yeah, I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be a psychic, you know. So it's a very simple costume. I'm going to, I don't know how to, what the psychic could look like. I mean, modern ones look like you and me, so. I'm actually going to look like an older psychic, like a cross between a scary gypsy type costume. How about you? Did you get a costume?
I'm in the process of getting one, but I'm not exactly sure how I want to do it just yet. So, but I do know what I'm going to be. I believe I do anyways. So, if anyone has any ideas on what you think I should be, you know, just let me know. So, I'm taking suggestions, but I still think that I know what I'm going to do. So, thanks, Kayla. Hi, Kayla. Kayla, my sister, is watching. James Killer. Hello, James. Rosemary. Hello, Rosemary. And Genesis. Genesis also posted a picture on if you think you're cute and you know it, post a pic. If you're cute and you know it, post a pic. If you're cute and you know it and you really want to show it, just post a pic on our post. There we go. let's see. I think I know what I'm going to be. I just don't know how I'm going to do it just yet because there's multiple ways that you could be this one character. So, yeah. Alfredo, hello. Welcome. Katie is suggesting that I go as the Terminator. I could.
Oh.
And what was your suggestion, Sherry, earlier?
Oh, that you should go with? I said you could probably make a pretty cool Freddy Krueger.
You know, you're probably right. But that would mean makeup and wearing some sort of mask or whatever. I don't like wearing masks. I really don't. Oh, yeah. But, yeah.
You don't like rubber masks?
No, I don't. If there were just like pieces or something, like I would probably do it. So yeah, I am scary by myself, Heather. My sister is can be scary. So
she wants that candy. No, you cannot have candy. It's too big. Yes, I know. You're supposed to go now. I'm so sorry. I'm going there.
Mommy!
Kayla agrees with me.
I mean, if there's a way that I can do it so that it's just like makeup and it's not me wearing a hem, maybe I'll buy the sweater or something. I just don't remember Freddy Krueger having red hair. That's the only thing. So.
Well, no, he wears a hat.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You could cover your head and, like, pull it down. Just put some dark makeup under your eyes a little bit. You'd be good as Freddy Krueger. You're tall, you know? You'd be kind of, you'd be like, I don't know, it'd be intimidating. It'd be cool.
I could, yeah. I'll have to see. I'll have to check that out and just see. So, what are people going at? Hello, Ron. Ron Hanna, hello. Welcome.
Hey, Maya. Hey, Ron.
What are people going as Halloween? Do you people have any costumes? I'm pretty sure you do. Megan, I know you have a Halloween costume. You said you're going to a Halloween party, so who has a costume already? I want to know. So I want to know. We want to know what people are going as. So I think that would be pretty cool. Maya, hello, Maya. Maya Gonzalez.
Yeah.
So.
Maya, so happy to see her watching the show. And Ron, hi guys. Yeah, so there are some really scary costumes out there right now. I guess the most have been rated the scariest costumes of 2019 is one of them is Scary Doll Face, Lord Voldemort, Flapper Ghost of Witham Cemetery, Frightful Clown, Decaying Corpse, and Crazed Chainsaw, Harley Quinn, and Spider Horror. I don't know what that is, but those are rated one of the most scariest ones this year. If you guys are going as any of those, scary.
Yeah.
Man. I should go as you and you should go as me. We are so opposite in every way possible. That would be really hard to do.
Yeah. I would need wig. I would need makeup. I would need, I don't think I really anything else. Just a puffy wig. So,
you need an 80s hairdo.
An 80s hairdo.
Sort of Joe Dirt, but you know. You ever see that hair too?
I could, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
There you go. Go as Joe Dirt. That'd be hilarious.
No.
He's so funny. Oh my God, I love that. Hair. See, Ryan will tell you too. He says hair. Everyone says you need
Tarsha Bowman, thank you so much for posting your cute picture. Fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm pretty sure she's watching Savi. Hello, Savi. Welcome. So, yeah. My sister wants to be someone from The Purge, Pigface or something like that. I have never seen those movies. Have you seen The Purge or The Purge 2, whatever it's called? Yeah, no thanks. I don't watch that crap either.
No. I have seen the pig face, though, and that's pretty scary. That is pretty scary.
Yeah, I have seen that, yes. I've seen what that means, or the costume or whatever. So, I don't know. A lot of people are telling me to be different things this year. There's so many options, you know, for costumes these days. So, do you want to be recognized as someone, oh, look, it's Superman or Batman or, you know, like some sort of, you know, something you're going to know? Or are you just going to go as a random Joe Schmo costume that you have to tell people, you know, no, I'm not blah, blah, blah. I'm blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know. So, like a generic costume. But you know what you're going as. But nobody has any idea what you're supposed to be. So I don't want to be like that and have to explain myself at the party. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. But anyways. So, yeah. So, I don't know.
And, Brian, we actually did some research to find out what the most popular Halloween candy poll was, which is pretty interesting. I know we did one on the Brian and Sherry show, and there's actually one that's been done. Yes. There's actually one that's been done, a poll from Monmouth University, where more than 30% of Americans say Reese's peanut butter cups are their favorite Halloween treat. So if you guys told me Reese's last time, you're right on the bandwagon with everyone.
Jamie Nirenberg. Welcome, Jamie Nirenberg, our number one fan of the South.
Of the South?
Of the South. Our number one fan of the North is slightly losing his title because we have not seen him come on in a while. He usually watches afterwards. Daniel's mom, who is listening. Hello, Daniel's mom.
Hey, Daniel's mom.
suggested Brian go as
Barbarella.
Barbarella. What the hell is that? What is Barbarella? Benita, what is Barbarella?
You haven't seen Barbarella?
No. Should I have?
A lot of people have. I have not seen it. I'll admit it. Have I seen it? No, I haven't seen it.
I don't know what that is. I'm Jane sorry. Fonda. Who?
Jane Fonda is Barbarella.
I love Jane Fonda.
There you go. There's your costume. Oh, my gosh.
Playing as Jane Fonda.
Why not?
What am I supposed to do? Put on a workout?
Take a sign and stand up. And stand and get arrested for what did she just get arrested for? Climate change. Yeah. Did you read about that? That's kind of funny.
No, that's all right. No, that's all right. No thanks. Let me look at this because I'm not exactly sure what the hell this is. Barbarella. Oh, it's a movie. Oh, Jesus, I've never seen that movie. There's a clown in it. Ew.
It's not a face movie.
Oh, my God. It's an astronaut from the 41st.
Dan's probably wondering why you haven't seen this movie yet.
I've never even heard of it. Oh, I see her costume now. Wait, is that really her? Yeah, it is. Oh, she's wearing some sort of green costume or something. Yeah, but you know what? If I went as Barbarella or whatever you want to call it, that's not her in that picture. That can't be her. I don't even know what the hell that is. Is that her? With the a gold angel guy in the background wearing no clothes?
Yeah.
Yes. It is?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to need one of them. I see her costume now. There's multiple different ones. So I have got to see this movie now. I'm going to watch this movie. So this looks very interesting, to say the least. Yeah, I just don't know if I could pull off her costume, though, because she's mighty thin, and I am fat.
You are not fat. Oh, my God.
She is female. I am male, so, yeah. I'm pretty sure that if people put their mind to it, they can be anything that they want. You can make it into what you want it to be. Because I've noticed there's a lot of people online that are going as guys are dressing as female characters, just not as females, but they're turning it into like a male version of the costume, which I would be more than willing to do, but I just don't have the patience to make my own costume. I would love to be a male version of Maleficent. I would love to be a male version of Ariel with my clam bake, whatever, bra. you know, but I'm just seeing...
I need seashells for that one, Brian.
Oh, it's not clam bake? Okay, seashells, whatever. But, you know, I could see myself as an astronaut. But I would need the guy...
He's out there, yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely need the guy in the gold in the background. So that would be pretty nice. So, yeah. I really do wish that I was going to a Halloween party because I have the perfect costume in mind, but it would require additional people.
Oh, is it like the horse?
What?
You got the man up front, the man in the back?
No, that's all right.
You said it required multiple people.
Multiple people. I would have an entourage.
Okay. What do you like? The,
I don't know.
Oh!
Either I would have bodyguards or I would have just like an entourage of people. Like maybe I would turn myself into a celebrity.
That would be cool. Have like the paparazzi following you around with the cameras.
That would be pretty cool.
Wow, that would be way cool.
There we go. See, there's an idea. So there's so many ideas. It's Halloween. You can be whatever you want. Nobody cares. You know?
Oh my goodness.
But anyways, yeah. So go to Comic-Con. Many, many people do a load of gender-bent characters from all sorts of... Trust me, Dan, I watch the cosplay. If I could totally do it, I would. But unfortunately, one, I don't have the figure for it. Two, I don't have the money for it. Three, I don't have the money for it. And four, I don't have the money for it to travel to all these...
What you do, Brian, you get two large pieces of cardboard and you cut it in the shape of a bunny rabbit peep. And you make yourself into a peep.
I could be the pink peep.
That's it. See? Peep-tacular.
Like Dan had suggested before, I could be the peep king.
That's right. Peep king.
And that way, peep brands on our Twitter page could not ignore the fact that I love peeps.
Really?
But truly, I don't even eat them anymore. All right, so I got a lot of thinking to do for our Halloween costume here for our show, because you will see me in some sort of costume for our show on the 31st, along with Sherry, because she's not getting away with it. Not this year.
Hi. Yeah.
Yes. So. And then after our Halloween show, we will only have four shows left.
That's it.
Four.
Oh, my goodness.
So not only is it like a countdown to Halloween, it's also the countdown to the end of season five. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
I
believe
we're into our sixth season. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
We hope.
I know. That's interesting. It's hard to believe we've done this for 6 years, but we're going into that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Love it.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll only have four shows left. So November is pretty much the end as we know it. So, yeah, that's crazy. And then, of course, I always come back so that we could do our Christmas special, which is happening this year. So I know a lot of people are going to be tuning into that. Hold up here. For some reason, why am I missing my aunt on this show? My aunt is not here.
Oh, no.
What's going on here? This is very strange. Well, she'll be able to watch it a little later. I've noticed a lot of people don't watch our show anymore, so I'm just going to give out some shout-outs before I forget to some people. So a shout-out to Dakota Wheatley, because I was a guest on Roasting the World with Dakota Wheatley and Sherry Clip. Shout out to Sherry Clip, even though I think Sherry Clip is watching. That was the first show for 15 minutes.
Actually, was it? Actually, I thought it was like 13.
Oh, maybe 13 minutes left. Yeah. Maybe 13. Yeah. Who else? Who else do I want to give a shout out to? Jesse Pollard, James Mack, Matthew Fayock. I still can't believe you did that. There's my aunt.
Yay!
Aunt, you're late.
Thank you. Where were you?
15 minutes. All right, we got 20 minutes left of the show. Who else do I want to give a shout out to? So Daniel Payton's already watching. We've got Sylvie Schultz. We have, who else do we have? We have so many people, I can't think of everyone. So I like doing shout outs.
Shout-out to good.
And shout-outs to all of our listeners and our viewers for watching our show. So hopefully everyone is getting ready for the holidays. And I don't know what you guys are going to do for a whole month. We're gone for about a month. Or three.
Oh.
Or four.
Three? What? I thought it was just a month.
Four or five.
What? No.
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 I have no,
this month, right, guys?
I have no clue as to when season six will be starting. We have not talked about season six. We don't know what's going on for season six.
January. It's the new year. You're back from vacation. You just like keeping it a mystery, yeah.
Well, that's true, but I seriously don't know what's going on for season six yet, so.
Well, are we going to be doing the whole Skyping thing, or just that, or, I mean, the Facebook Live, or are we going to that stream video, whatever we used last time?
I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on just yet.
Okay.
Not exactly sure. We will probably, well, I know that we discussed like different ways that we were thinking about doing the show. You know, do we want to get rid of this whole radio part of it and just do the stream like we did last week? You know, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, so, I know we wanted to get out more and do.
We will be getting out more, absolutely. Yeah, we did talk about, yeah, now that I think about it, we did talk about it, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're keeping some aspects of the radio part so that if we do have any guests or anything like that, they can absolutely have a spot on either Sherry Clip or, you know, any other show, you know, in case we wanted to have somebody, you know. Other than that, I think we're just going to stick with the streaming service. I do believe that Blog Talk is going away. You know, they keep upgrading their things and stuff like that, but it's still crazy. So we'll see. There's so many opportunities out there. You never know what we're going to do. So I want some Doritos.
Baba! Baba! Get it! My baby!
But anyways.
Baba!
So, yeah. Baba! Yeah.
Oh, I can think of. He will make a wild guess, but perhaps he'll be a guest during season six. You can have a season without me as a guest at this one. Of course. Well, we got to have you come on with all these books you're writing and all this other stuff. Of course. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think what we're doing is we're waiting for that fan fiction book to come out that he is mysteriously writing, Sherry, that we have no clue as to what's going on. We're not, you know, we have no part in it, because before with the other books that he's written about us, you know, we would kind of have an idea, like he would tell us an idea of what's happening with our characters or whatever. But I have no idea what's going on with this. So I don't know if this is a book that's being published, if this is just an online thing. Dan, you really, you left us in the dark here, sir, and what's going on. So I'd like to know what's going on. I do know for a fact that I am not the character I would hope to have become, but that's all right. So, yeah. But anyways, yeah, I mean, we are still are planning on having people back because the other cool thing is with the streaming service, if people are not opposed to, or guests, I should say, are not opposed to streaming with us, then we can have whoever we want come and join us on the show. As long as they don't mind being on camera like I am now, then we're good. We're golden. So I think that's the way we're going to do it. And I think that's the way. That's the way it's going to go. So the fan fiction book won't be published. I didn't think it would be. So, yes. Okay. So it really is in the Star Trek. Okay. Ink it. Oh, all right. Well, I can't wait to read it. So it's going to be an online book for free. So I can't wait. I can't wait. So I'm very excited. So, soda.
We're getting all stuff for a party, see?
What party?
Sunday. You gotta come by. It's the last minute party on Sunday.
I'm working.
Oh, yeah. Always working.
I know. Well, I need that moolah. Huh.
I know.
I got to keep up my hair. I got to have nice clothes. I got to pay my bills. Yeah, I need that money. We need to have a show. Takes moolah. Money, money. So let's see. What else do we have going on? I know that we're asking people for ideas and or suggestions about topics for habits.
Oops. Ryan.
What?
Just so you know, electricity, because of the storm, you're going in and out on me, so I didn't hear what you just said.
I just posted our email address, so
okay.
People can email us if they have suggestions or ideas, places that they think that we should either go or talk about on the show for next year. So only because we're down to the wire here, we only have about, I don't know, 6 shows left, something like that. So, and then season 5 is over. The Happy Days guest. Yeah, good question, Dan. Unfortunately, Anton Williams was rescheduled, or needs to be rescheduled, either for this year or next year. That's up to his publicist. I'm not exactly sure. I know that we were having issues with Blog Talk Radio at that point in time, not on our end, but their end, which they're still having problems. So we weren't able to have him call into the show, actually me call him, but I wasn't able to dial out. So, we had to cancel that show with him and hopefully have him, reschedule with us. So maybe he'll come back next year. I'm not exactly sure. Or in November. I'm not sure. I have not heard from his publicist. So yeah, we'll see. Good question. So, yeah.
That would have been a really cool interview to have him on. And
yeah, I was really looking forward to it, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people were looking forward to seeing, to hearing him and what he's been up to and stuff like that. So, because I know that his message is very important to people, which has to do with drowsy driving. So it may sound boring, but it really isn't. It's very important. So, and he is an activist for that. And I know that he came out with some sort of product so that you don't get drowsy at the wheel. Something, some sort of organic, I don't know if it's some sort of pill or a drink or something he did. But anyways, I want some water.
Brian keeps seeing everything that's going on behind me tonight.
Yeah.
You're not missing a thing, are you?
No, I see him bringing stuff in. And I don't have anything.
Oh, come on down.
So, yeah, but anyways. What else? We have about 8 minutes left to the show. And then people will have to wait until next week to see our show. Don't forget to like and share the video. Tell your friends about the show. Your family, your enemies, your coworkers. I don't know, whoever. Very important that we get this out there because we need more viewers for next year. So, oh, speaking of the show, I'm currently waiting for our show to become an affiliate with Jelly Belly.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I hope that they can become part of our show so that way I can get free jelly beans. I'm just kidding. They don't send me free jelly beans. But
have you ever seen sugar-free jelly beans? Just wondering.
I'm pretty sure they exist. I'm pretty sure. It just depends on where you go to find them. Yeah. I'd have to, I don't know. That's something you'd have to look up.
Yeah. There is some.
Okay.
Jelly actually has sugar-free jelly beans. That's interesting.
Yeah.
At Walmart, even. Like, easy enough.
Yes. No, I'm hoping to become, I'm trying my best to get into contact with these people. To have them like our show and be part of our show because I'm constantly eating their product during the show anyways. So you might as well just be an affiliate. Get people to buy your product. I will buy your product every show. So I'm just waiting for a response back because you have to fill out this humongous 5-page application as to why you think you would qualify to become an affiliate of them. So, I mean, I'm an affiliate with everyone practically, but I really don't talk to them. So, but I just want Jelly Belly. I think that would be pretty cool.
Well, I am happy to know they have sugar-free ones. That is interesting.
See?
It's great.
So, yeah.
They have so many different kinds. I can't believe it. Amazing.
What's happening here? What is happening here? Oh, wow. I didn't know that. When you do a Facebook Live video, you can only go live for 4 hours. I did not know that. So, hashtag Brian Sherry Show. I have to hashtag these things because Katie says that hashtagging is the way to go. Hashtag Halloween countdown. I don't know what else. What other hashtags should I use? Hashtag Jelly Belly. I don't know. I think that's it. I don't know how to. Oh, save. Anyway, so yeah, so there you have it. But like Dan says, random people on the street, behind people behind you in line at the grocery store, so if you're there buying, you know, a carton of eggs in your People magazine, let them know. Hello, Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Tell them about our show. We would really appreciate it, right, Sherry? We
would. Yes, absolutely.
We would totally appreciate it. So, but anyways, okay.
We have like 3 minutes left of the show. It's like you can't get into any big topics because there's not enough time.
No, so I think we just want to thank everyone for watching and listening to our show. We've had a lot of people come and go and watch, but that's okay too. So, you know, Katie and Dan, and we've had Amanda Wyman and my grandma.
We've had a live dance behind me tonight too, which is awesome. It might not be on the chat. Well, Katie is, but she's right here too.
What do you mean there's other people?
We have our number one fan. We have Katie. We have Melanie. We have Lizzie.
Number one fan hasn't said two words to me. I know he's busy bringing your stuff in. Because
your number two fan fell asleep.
Yeah, I see that. After having a tantrum of wanting candy.
Yeah, she fell asleep on my lap.
So, yeah. So everyone, thank you so much for watching and paying attention to our show. I absolutely love it. Like I said, if you think of anything for season 6 that we should talk about, places we should go, people that we should have on our show, don't forget to use that email. And Dan's mom, use that email address. Email us, let us know, get a hold of us somehow, Facebook, I don't care how you do it, so that way we have some ideas for next year. We want more people to be involved, so, you know.
It's hard to get people involved.
I know.
But the more, the better.
People.
I love your Grinch, by the way.
My Grinch? Oh, you can see my Grinch. Yeah, Danny got me the Grinch. I have not seen the movie, but I like the character. I just happened to see him on the shelf, and I liked him. Anyways, oh, of course.
Who's asking what's up with the stop sign?
Who is?
Katie. She must have missed that episode.
Oh, Katie, you missed that episode. Oh, yeah, that's my stop sign. So... My biatch of a sister went out and bought a full-size school bus, literally a school bus. And her plan was to convert it into a RV, camper, whatever you want to call it. So the only thing I asked for was the stop sign. So, and I finally grabbed the stop sign and brought it home. Why? I have no idea, but I did. And that's where it sits now. So, yeah, that's all that remains of the school bus. So, because I've always wanted to buy a school bus. I've always wanted one, which one of these days I'll have one. That's one of my secret obsessions. But anyways, so, yeah, so that's it. So, everyone, I hope that you enjoyed the show. And, you know, we'll see you all next Thursday. Of course, same time, 9 p.m. You never know what's going to happen in between. We always like posting things and showing videos, everything else. So, yeah, And don't forget, post those pictures if you're going to a Halloween party. We want to see them. And if you're cute and you know it, post a pic on our post on our Facebook. So that is it. Any last words, Sherry?
Thank you all for listening. And also, next Tuesday on Sherry Clip, I hope to do some angel card readings live Facebook. For anyone who peeps in and gets me first, I will do an angel card reading for you for free of charge for Halloween. So just want to have a lot of fun with that if you guys want to tune in next Tuesday. All right, Brian, thank you. And thank you all for listening. Hope you all have a great week. Thank you. I got to attend to a 2-year-old.
Okay.
Change those pants. That's all for the show. Happy Halloween from the Brian and Sherry Show.